And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show here this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 edition. A couple of other stories that I've been looking at is the lawsuit, dual lawsuit, alleging that a DNR officer invaded private hunting property without cause. A Nuevo couple wants court declarations that a Michigan Department of Natural Resources officer trespassed on their private hunting property to check their hunting licenses. Dennis Vanderland and Danielle Vanderland state case presents for the first time whether the federal open fields doctrine, quote unquote, federal, is justification under the Michigan Constitution for entering private land without a warrant. Their attorney, Philip Ellison, said Michigan landowners deserve certainty that their posted, secluded, privately owned fields and forests are not treated as open hunting grounds for government officials. The law must reflect the truth. Well, MERS News Service reached out to DNR spokesperson, and they said this is an ongoing litigation, and therefore we do not have a comment. Of course they don't have a comment. Well, this is what happened. The Vanderlings couple allege that they were hunting on their private property located on East Moore Road in Nuevo County on November 15th when the conservation officer Cameron Wright approached them. Conservation officer Cameron Wright approached them from a neighboring property. He walked behind their deer blind and confronted them with his hand on his firearm. Hand on his firearm? Are you kidding? Well, the couple alleged that Wright acknowledged that they had valid licenses and had done everything right, quote unquote. But he indicated that he would send a report to the county prosecutor This story is pissing me off. Excuse me. My throat's closing up. I'm getting so mad. This is just unbelievable. Indicated that he would send a report to the county prosecutor to, quote, see what happens, end quote. What do you mean, see what happens? What did this couple do wrong? He acknowledged that they had valid licenses. They showed him their licenses and that they'd done everything right, but he was still going to send a report to the county prosecutor to see what happens on their own property? What are you kidding me? Well, they had to file this in a federal court. So, being that it's a federal lawsuit, they filed in the U.S. District Court's Western District down in Grand Rapids. In the lawsuit, the couple seeks damages for unlawful detention, unreasonable search and seizure, and malicious prosecution in violation of the Fourth Amendment. However, they also filed a state lawsuit in the Court of Claims. That lawsuit mounts a broader constitutional challenge that could reshape the limits of government authority on private rural land in the state of Michigan. Their state case argues that Article 1, Section 2 of the Michigan Constitution does not allow DNR officers to rely on the federal open fields doctrine as justification for entering private land without a warrant. The complaint asserts that this judge-made doctrine, which was created by the United States Supreme Court over a century ago, has no basis in Michigan's constitutional text and is incompatible with the expectation of privacy held by modern landowners. These dual cases stand together, Ellison said. One holds a state officer accountable for violating their Fourth Amendment rights. The other seeks to restore the constitutional boundary that protects private land from warrantless intrusion by a government agency. Well, I have to agree with Carla Wagner on this one. In having a conversation with her, she said, we start with the elimination of property taxes. By doing so, that would force Lansing to reduce their budget by roughly 20%. They would go from $81 billion roughly down to about $64 billion. That in itself would reduce all the budgets across the board of all these governmental agencies. Number one, cut the funding for the DNR. Folks, do you realize that the DNR original intent, when it was created back in the day, you know what the DNR was created for? Department of Natural Resources. Two main reasons for the DNR. Number one was to manage our timber here in Michigan. Thank God we have a very healthy tree population. Have you guys ever flown in a small plane over Michigan? If you haven't, you need to do it. It is amazing how wooded our state is. Well, the DNR was founded to manage the timber. You know the second reason for the DNR? To sell hunting and fishing licenses. That's it. That was the original intent of that department. Do you realize how far overreaching the DNR has become? And now a conservation officer is going to walk onto private property, which, by the way, this couple's property was posted as private property. No trespassing. Without cause and without a warrant, he is going to ask to see their hunting licenses, which he admits had done everything right, but was still going to send a report to the local county prosecutor to see what happened. To see what happens. This is absolutely amazing. You know what? I'm going to hunt down and find this attorney. Philip Ellison, founder of Outside Legal Counsel. I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can get him on the show, because this story does not go into enough detail as to what this conservation officer, Cameron Wright, alleged that these people did wrong. And again, does the federal doctrine from the Supreme Court over 100 years ago, does it even apply to today? It doesn't even apply to the state of Michigan, contrary to our state constitution. So I'm going to reach out to this lawyer. I'm going to find him. I'm going to get him on the show and find out what the heck's going on with this story. Again, totally ticking me off this morning. This one is. One other short little story that I wanted to get to. The question is how to stop music from being illegally copied and shared without jeopardizing internet access for users is now in the hands of the United States Supreme Court. Joshua Rosen, representing Cox Communications, argued that internet service providers should not be held liable for failing to terminate internet access for people who infringe upon music copyright. If they chose to pirate the music, that puts too much onus on the broad service providers to be able to monitor and turn off internet service. No case has suggested that acknowledged that any knowledge or acknowledgement alone can create the necessary culpability to find someone liable for infringement. The consequences of the plaintiff's position are absolutely devastating. There's no surefire way for an ISP to avoid liability, and the only way it can cut off internet service, not just for the accused infringer, but for anyone else who happens to use the same connection. We could be looking at entire towns, universities, or hospitals turning off their internet service because someone within the building is pirating music. However, Sony Music Entertainment's attorney, Paul Clement, disagreed, arguing Cox, who helped 60,000 customers distribute more than 10,000 copyrighted works for free, is manufacturing a worst-case scenario after failing to respond to repeat offenders. Sony Music and more than 50 other record labels has sued Cox Communication for allowing more than 10,000 copyrighted works to be copied and shared for free. Pretty interesting story regarding internet providers and music. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Number ending in 4445. If you could text me your first name and, again, the city. I think you're from Rogers City area. Not really sure. The same thing just happened in Petoskey. DNR and a trooper. I don't know if that's a Michigan State Police trooper or a DNR trooper. I'm not really sure what their titles are or what they're called. Came through the yard and went back to gather the hunters hunting on private land. So they were there because evidently the airplane said that they had too many carrots on the ground. The airplane? Is that the same airplanes that's owned by MDOT? Or does DNR have their own airplane? Everyone there got tickets. My friend received a ticket for his guns not being cased, because he was sitting in a side-by-side holding a firearm uncased. Uncased on a vehicle, a hunting vehicle. I mean, did the side-by-side have a license plate where it could be on the road? I probably doubt it. $300 fine. It's happening all over. Well, Carla Wagner, the next governor, would eliminate this type of activity by the DNR. She told me she'd do it by executive order. Number one, she'd cut their budget. Number two, get them back to the original intent. Manage the timber and sell hunting and fishing licenses. These people walking onto private property, I'm sorry, that goes against every grain I have in my being. They don't have a warrant. They have no probable cause. That's why I'm going to follow that lawsuit so closely. I'm going to get a hold of that attorney. I'm going to hunt him down. I'm going to find him, and I'm going to have him on the show. This is happening all over? Well, it's got to stop. Where did the DNR get policing authority? Where did they get the authority to carry firearms, to use them against us? This guy walks up on this couple with his hand on his firearm? Are you kidding me? Who's training these people? This is amazing. This is absolutely a violation of our rights. Freedom, liberty. You own the property. You pay the property taxes right now. You have it posted as being private land, no trespassing, and these people ignore those signs and just come on your property anyway? This has got to stop, people. So, again, I'll have this attorney on, and we'll have him discuss this case, because this is just goes against every grain in my body. Man, this is just amazing to me. I'm going to highlight his name right now. Philip Ellison, outside legal counsel. I'll do a Google search after the show. I'll find him. We'll have him on the show and get all the details on this case. This news story does not go far enough. Absolutely amazing. Well, again, I want to remind you, let's see, where did it go? Dar, there she is. Again, plan on coming to this event if you live in Sheboygan County. This is going to be an event this coming Saturday. Saturday, December 6th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Black River Full Gospel Community Church. They're located at 2732 Orchard Beach Road in Sheboygan. This is going to be an informational meeting. The citizens fight against the solar project in Sheboygan County. Meet the neighbors who are fighting against the proposed solar farm. They're going to have some snacks there for everybody. Have an opportunity to meet the lawyer and ask questions. Find out how you can best help us in this fight. If you would like more information or have questions, Deb, her phone number is 989-289-9555. If you'd like this little flyer that they put together, just text me SOLAR, S-O-L-A-R. Text me that, and I will send you this flyer that Dar sent to me, and you can attend this meeting on Saturday, this Saturday, December 6th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at a church there in Sheboygan. Text me SOLAR, S-O-L-A-R, and I'll send you the flyer. Well, one of the things that I want to leave you with today is we are in the process of vetting all these candidates. I'm getting phone calls from many of them. They'd like to be sponsors of the show. They'd like my endorsement. They'd like to be able to run ads. We are going to do that for these races, but we're not doing the governor's race until after the signature turn-in date. They turn in their signatures, they're going to be on the ballot, we'll vet them and then decide. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll.